Harding had gone up the steps to the roof two at a time, and he had flung open the door without thinking. "Sattler!" he shouted, and then he stopped. Mist blew among the pyramids on the roof. The raptors were not in sight. "Sattler!" He was so preoccupied with Sattler that it was a moment before he realized his mistake. He should be able to see the animals, he thought. In the next instant, the clawed forearm smashed around the side of the door, catching him in the chest with a tearing pain, and it took all of his effort to pull himself backward and close the door on the arm, and from downstairs he heard Muldoon shouting, "She's here! She's already inside!" From the other side of the door, the raptor snarled, and Harding slammed the door again, and the claws pulled back, and he closed the door with a metallic clang and sank, coughing, to the floor.
"Where are we going?" Lex said.
They were on the second floor of the visitor center. A glass-walled corridor ran the length of the building.
"To the control room," Tim said. "Where's that?" "Down here someplace."
Tim looked at the names stenciled on the doors as he went past them. These seemed to be offices. Park warden, guest services, general manager, controller. They came to a glass partition marked with a sign, "Closed area, authorized personnel only beyond this point." There was a slot for a security card, but Tim just pushed the door open.
"How come it opened?"
"The power is out," Tim said.
"Why are we going to the control room?" she asked. "To find a radio. We need to call somebody."
Beyond the glass door, the hallway continued. Tim remembered this area. He had seen it earlier during the tour. Lex trotted along at his side. In the distance, he heard the snarling of raptors. The animals seemed to be approaching. Then Tim heard them slamming against the glass downstairs.
"They're out there," Lex whispered. "Don't worry." "What are they doing here?" Lex said. "Never mind now."
"Park supervisor, operations, main control, here," Tim said. He pushed open the door. The main control room was as he had seen it before. In the center of the room was a console with four chairs and four computer monitors. The room was entirely dark, except for the monitors, which all showed a series of colored rectangles.
"So where's a radio?" Lex said.
But Tim had forgotten all about a radio. He moved forward, staring at the computer screens. The screens were on. That could only mean
the power must be back on.
"Ick," Lex said, shifting her body.
"What?" "I was standing on somebody's ear," she said.
Tim hadn't seen a body when they came in. He looked back and saw there was just an ear lying on the floor.
"That is really disgusting," Lex said.
"Never mind," he turned to the monitors.
"Where's the rest of him?" she said.
"Never mind that now." He peered closely at the monitor. There were rows of colored labels on the screen under the heading Jurassic Park System Startup.
"You better not fool around with that, Timmy," she said.
"Don't worry, I won't." He had seen complicated computers before, like the ones that were installed in the buildings his father worked on. Those computers controlled everything from the elevators and security to the heating and cooling systems. They looked basically like this, a lot of colored labels, but they were usually simpler to understand, and almost always there was a help label if you needed to learn about the system. But he saw no help label here. He looked again to be sure. But then he saw something else. Numerals clicking in the upper left corner of the screen. They read 10, 47, 22. Then Tim realized it was the time. There were only 13 minutes left for the boat. But he was more worried about the people in the lodge. There was a static crackle. He turned and saw Lex holding a radio. She was twisting the knobs and dials.
"How does it work?" she said. "I can't make it work."
"Give me that.
It's mine. I found it. Give it to me, Lex. I get to use it first. Lex!"
Suddenly the radio crackled.
"What the hell is going on?" said Muldoon's voice.
Surprised, Lex dropped the radio on the floor.